News Talk 1620 WTAW. Time to get an update from the Bryan Police Department and Officer Kelly McKeithen. And we open up with the retirement of a long-term member of the department.
Yes, Officer David Long. He has been with us for a little over 30 years, is retiring this Friday at 3 o'clock. So if anyone is wanting to come to his retirement reception, it will be here at the police department. And we all wish him well in his future endeavors, but we're going to miss him.
In the meantime, you've been spending an awful lot of time lately posting videos on the department social media. I'm trying to get public assistance in some cases, and you have another video released today.
Yes, we released it today. It was we had a burglary motor vehicle that occurred on College View sometime between the night of August 11th and August 12th. And then the morning of August 12th, that victim's credit cards, a suspect attempted to use those cards at Walmart a short time later. So we did post a video of the Walmart incident. So if someone can look at that and recognize them, we ask them to call us or they can call Crime Stoppers and leave an anonymous tip. Make sure you refer to the case number in the clip.
And again, Bryan Police has Facebook and Twitter accounts and might be worth following those, because I'm going to guess that if not one, but maybe all three of the latest convenience store robberies, you may post pictures and or videos.
Yes, I just received that the other day to start working on, so hopefully I can get that out this week. We had several ag robberies over the weekend. Two occurred on Friday, one at the Easy Shop and one at the Food Mart on Briarcrest. Both of those cases, we had two suspects, one of which was at least armed. They went into the store, assaulted one of the clerks, and fled with an undisclosed amount of money. And in both of those cases, at least the person who was assaulted, it was minor injuries, and they did not receive medical attention. We also received a robbery on Sunday night at the Rona Grocery, which used to be the Bryan Drive-In right there on Grosbeck. In that case, one male subject entered the store, was armed, and fled with an undisclosed amount of money. So we'll be working on those videos. Please stay tuned to either our Facebook, Twitter, and our YouTube accounts, and you can see them on any of those channels.
Visiting with Officer Kelly McKeith in the Bryan Police Department, how did the National Night Out kickoff go?
Oh, it went off great. I mean, we had a great turnout. It was a little hot, but there were a lot of fun things to do and interact with all the different agencies there. So I think everybody who came out had a good time. And we're still encouraging people to register for their block parties. The National Night Out is going to be on October 4th. So register your party, and then officers will allot themselves to come by and visit with you and maybe drop off some goodies, and that's for Bryan and College Station. If you want to register a party in Bryan, please go to our website at bryantx.gov/police, and there will be a link on the front of our city website.
And finishing up with locations of increased traffic enforcement.
And slow down all over town, but especially in the 1400 block of Beck Street, which is 30 miles per hour, and the 1700 block of Palisota, which is also 30 miles per hour, both of which are school zones. So pay attention to those school zones.
Summer update, Officer Kelly McKeithen, the Bryan Police Department, with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.